Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George Canale. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Aldred. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlos Martinez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Reggie Jefferson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Taubensee. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rod Nichols. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Surhoff strikes out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cole batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Aldred is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Aldred hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Berga hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Hamilton who is chasing the ball. Berga reaches third base with a triple. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hamilton hits a line drive, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Aldred. Hamilton reaches second base with a double. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamilton moves to third. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Nichols. Hamilton scores. Gantner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Brewers. George Canale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Canale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Spears moves to second. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive into left field. Aldrete settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whiten hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jefferson hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taubensy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hamilton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0-for-1 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fermin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cole is 0-for-1 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Canale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Aldrete is 0-for-1 in the game. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Canale juggles the ball. That's an error on Canale. Aldrete moves to third. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. George Canale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canale is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Canale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops it up and throws to first, with Nichols covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Spears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spears hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Canale scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berga can't make a play. That's a base hit. Molitor scores. Randolph moves to third. It's 3-0, Brewers. Tom Kramer now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Aldrete settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Randolph tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Brewers. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff moves to second. Dante Bichette batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bichette is 0-for-2 in the game. Bichette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. Hamilton moves to second. It's 5-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten who is chasing the ball. Gantner reaches third base with a triple. Hamilton scores. Bichette goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Brewers. George Canale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canale is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Canale hits a fly ball into left field. Aldrete settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Brewers. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spears moves to second. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Randolph is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Taubensee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tub NC is 0-for-1 in the game. Tub NC hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randolph reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Firmin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cole is 0-for-2 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Wayne Kirby now playing right field. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, Brewers. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hamilton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Aldridge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bichette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bichette hits a line drive, foul, into right field, out of the reach of Kirby. Bichette reaches second base with a double. Garland Kaiser now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bichette scores. It's 10-0, Brewers. George Canale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canale is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Canale hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aldridge is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Aldridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Aldridge hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Berga hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Berga reaches second base with a double. Jerry Brown pinch hits for Carlos Martinez. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Canale scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Berga moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kirby hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Spears is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spears strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Molitor is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Dale Sviump pinch runs for Willie Randolph. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Sviump now playing third base. Jim Olander now playing center field. Jim Gantner now playing second base. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a ball on the ground, foul, into right field, out of the reach of Bichette. Thome reaches second base with a double. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Taubensy is 0-for-2 in the game. Taubensy hits a pop-up towards third. Sviump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Firmin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviump fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Porras-Chica now playing second base. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground for a single. Tim McIntosh pinch runs for Greg Vaughn. Jim Olander is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Olander hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bichette hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McIntosh moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Gantner hits a line drive into left field. Aldrete settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Canale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canale is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Canale hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tim McIntosh now playing left field. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-3 in the game. Cole hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Aldrete is 0-for-3 in the game. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Porras-Chica is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Porras-Chica hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field, out of the reach of McIntosh. Porras-Chica reaches second base with a double. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Canale scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Blair now pitching. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spears is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Spears hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spears moves to second. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blair, and towards Porras Chica, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Spears moves to third. Molitor moves to second. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porras Chica scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spears scores. Molitor moves to third. 2 outs. It's 11-0, Brewers. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McIntosh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kirby is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jefferson hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thome hits a line drive beyond short. Spears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Taubensy is 0-for-3 in the game. Taubensy hits a fly ball, foul, into left field, out of the reach of McIntosh. Taubensy reaches second base with a double. Thome moves to third. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fermin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Canale scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fermin for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.